Time now to talk Fall City Tiger football with Coach Jack Bangert. Last week, the Tigers took on the top team record-wise in the district in the Syracuse Rockets. They're undefeated on the year, 3-0 in the district. Now, Coach, the score was 40-0, and there's no secret that you go into that game. I won't even say undermanned because it was worse than that.
Yeah, I think we had 19. And then,
wow.
So something like that. Practice was rough last week. We had multiple guys in T-shirts. I think at one point four or five guys in T-shirts standing in that were injured just so we could put enough guys in practice to kind of get us ready. I mean, we were on the verge of not having a quarterback, but we made the best of it. I think, we got some guys healthy, and we got our JV guys a lot of time. I think our JV played three quarters in that game, and that's a lot of kids who've been sitting and watching. And so I was really happy for them. It was actually kind of a fun game to coach because those guys got to play, and I think they had fun. And I know that it didn't turn out the way we wanted, but, as a coach, you want to see guys get rewarded for the work they put in and the chance to go compete on a Friday night. And their stats counted and all that good stuff. So, I mean, it was good for them, and I'm happy for them that they got to play.
Yeah, and it's not a deal where you say it was a fun night to coach the kids. I mean, getting beat 40-0, but honestly, with what Syracuse has, what you had to go to the game with as far as numbers, that could have been really ugly.
Yeah, in the first quarter, we were playing with an emergency quarterback, and we were down at the 1 yard line to tie it up at 7, about midway through the first quarter, something like that. I mean, our kids battled. It wasn't that they didn't play hard. I just think, when you got that many guys out of position, we started two freshmen, I think, against the best team we played this season. So, it's just one of those things where, they got a really good football player out there that's going on to play in college, and I've got a freshman tight end trying to block him. That generally is not going to go well.
No.
But we did some really good things, and I feel pretty good about it coming out of there. We didn't, we did lose another guy with a broken ankle or high ankle sprain and a break, I think, which obviously doesn't help our freshman running back. But other than that, I thought it was a good night.
Have any of the coaches been hurt? I mean, all the players have been hurt at some point this year. The coach is doing okay?
Well, Coach Nolte's a walking injury. But other than that,
okay.
We're good. So, I am the model of health. So I'm trying to be a good role model for these kids. But
get a medical report
so
on you
far,
guys.
The coaching staff's 100%.
You're talking physical health. Okay, all right.
That's right, physical health. Maybe not mental health, but physical health. I'm right up there.
All right. This week, Wilbur Claytonia is the opponent there. They've climbed up to 3-4 on the year. They're coming off a big victory. So it's not going to be easy with Wilbur Claytonia again this week.
No, we got two really competitive games in the year. We got Wilbur and Fairbury, and I think we can match up with both of them. It's going to be a tough one for us. Blakely's done for the season, so now Jacoby's going to quarterback, which changes our offense a little bit, but really not too much. It just takes our tight end off the table, so we got to move some guys around. Offensively, I think we'll probably shuffle some guys around depending on the play we're running, which we're working on in practice this week to make sure we get guys lined up in the right position. Hopefully we don't lose anybody else because that gets complicated if somebody goes down. But I think that gives us the best chance to win. I think defensively, they're going to come out, and I think if we're in 21 personnel or 12 personnel, they'll probably play us over the 5-3. And when we go 10 personnel, they'll probably bounce to a 4-4. So that's kind of what we're looking at there. Offensively, they're going to come at us. They'll run a lot of traditional I formation. They'll throw in some wishbone. They'll throw in some spread. But nothing crazy. I do expect that they'll probably open up their playbook and run a lot of trick plays against us because, like I said, at the end of the year here, what do you got to lose? So try to get some cheap ones. And so defensively, we're going to have to be really disciplined and stay in our spots because they've shown that they can do a lot of different trick plays and are willing to call them.
And we reach here to the end of the season, two games to go. You have a team that had a dozen seniors when you started, all healthy the first, I can't even say the first game of the year. You started the year in practice with a dozen seniors, which makes up the majority of your football team. It's their final home game. I know this is a pretty special bunch to you.
Yeah. This crew I've worked with since they were sixth graders, as a principal at middle school. And, and they're a great bunch of guys, you know, and it's going to be hard to say goodbye to them because they are such good workers and they do everything you ask and they just have such a good attitude. You know, I've been around teams that are in these situations and they kind of check out and they don't care. This group's not that way. They play hard. You know, you turn on the film, they're hustling, they're flying to the football, they're doing all the things you ask. So, it's going to be a kind of tough deal losing these guys. And you know, we don't have a lot of upperclassmen coming up to replace them. I think we only have 3 juniors and 3 sophomores, something like that. So it's going to be tough to replace them. I think probably the hardest thing as a coach is seeing how hard they've worked and knowing what we had coming into the season and seeing all the kind of bad breaks we got.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve better. But, you know, I also tell kids all the time, too, that that's kind of how life works. Sometimes,
right.
You know, what maybe you deserve, you don't get. And that's really the beauty of sports, right? I mean, learning to handle adversity and then having a good attitude through adversity. And I think if you look at it through that lens, this group has been sensational. And I think good things await for them in adulthood and as they move on into the next part of their life.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. We'll catch up with you next week when the Tigers wrap up the season against Fairbury.
All right. Well, thanks, John. Take care.
That's our Fall City Coaches Show for this week. The Tigers finish up the home portion of the schedule tonight at Jug Brown Stadium, hosting Wilbur Clay Tony at 7 o'clock.